This episode brought to you by the Valacapellas.
Good evening, Barovia. Have you got a hankering for a Jim Dandy of a song? Darn tootin' you do. And we've got one for you that'll really get your toes tapping. Did I say one? I mean a whole mess of songs. Why? Because the Valacapellas are touring, that's why. Barovia's niftiest barbershop quartet is braving the mist and the wolves to come to your town. That's right. They'll be singing all your favorite tunes, like Down by the Old Zur Pool, or The Mist-Spangled Banner, or Oh, My Sweet Beet Soup. That's a peach. Then there's other old gems like, Yes Sir, That's My Vampire Bride, or Goodbye, My Sweet Valaki Baby, or Purple Grape Mash Number 3, and of course, Mr. Strodman.
Mr. Strodman, please go away.
Bum, 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 bum.
Instead of my blood, you should try Cabernet.
You'll be on cloud 9 as you listen to My Wild Barovian Golthias Tree, or The Boogie Woogie Blinsky Boy, and Hush Little Baby.
Hush little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a rocking Bucephalus.
And who could forget such classics as My Darling Was Eaten by Werewolves, and My Darling Was Eaten by Zombies, and My Darling Was Eaten by Vampires, and My Hot Beet Soup Was Eaten by My Darling, and My Darling Was Eaten by Regular Wolves. So come on down to your town square and have a listen to the very best singers that exist in this mist-filled valley of misery. The Valacapellas, cause listening to them is better than sitting and waiting to die.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Alright. Okay. We are cutting to Rafina and Batwhack, heading east down the main road in Valaki towards the Arisek Stockyard. You make your way down. You're getting close. The entrance is actually in sight when you see strolling from within Rick Tavio himself.
Ah, perfect.
Dressed in his fancily colored clothes with his ringmaster's hat on. Seems to be whistling a tune to himself, and he turns down the road towards you guys, back towards the west, where you're coming from.
Oh, great.
He catches sight of you, and he says, Oh, hello! What's happening?
Yeah! Cool dude!
Yeah! What's going down, dudes?
Can we find a place to talk? I mean, you know, other than, you know, right here.
Certainly. I was headed back to the Blue Water. Do you want to go there with me, or what kind of a place did you have in mind?
I don't know, somewhere where we could talk kind of privately.
If you want to, I could take you up to my room. That's about the most private place I know around here.
I can come too, right?
Yeah, sure.
You're not the one inviting me. What did you do?
That was a plural you.
I didn't want you to feel like it was just, you know, I just wanted some private time with Octavio here.
Yes, it's not a big room, but there's plenty of room for us. So you head back to the Blue Water. You head up the outside stair. Actually, wait, hold on. His room, I think, is from the inside.
Oh, I have the fanciest room.
Yep. To get to his room, you do have to go to the inside. Nick is there. You don't see Lank. I'm assuming, Greg, that Lank carried through on his nap plans.
He did.
Okay. And Nick sees you guys come in. He says, oh, hey, Rictavio, you guys found him. And he's the Rictavio's leading you to the stairs. Where are you going?
Rictavio's there. Is there room for one more?
Sure. The more the merrier. We're just going up to discuss some things in private. But Batwack here said he has some things to go over with me. But Nick, yep, you're certainly welcome. Nick says, great. And so,
great!
And so you all head up. He ushers you in. Batwack especially probably feels pretty cramped just with all of you in here. Since you're so big.
I'll wedge myself into the corner.
Yep.
Sort of putting my shoulders in the shape of a V. You know?
But you all make your way in, and he closes the door, and he says, when you get in and he closes the door, he pulls off his hat. And sort of stretches his shoulders. He looks like he, in his Van Richten guise, after removing his hat of disguise. And says, well, what is it? Did you have something to share with me or ask of me? What can I do for you?
Yeah, well, so we just ran into Strahd. You know, not okay. Very long ago at all. Just before we made our way over here.
Yeah, and, where were you?
Yeah, and the confrontation was basically hopeless for us. We had no chance. Obviously, he didn't want to make sure that he'd finished the job because he left, and you know, he only left some of us bleeding and unconscious on the ground. But I think we need some help, or at least some guidance, some advice. I don't know about hunting vampires, but I mean, I have this, and I pull the cross off of my chest, and I'll lay it down on whatever surface I can find. You know, we found this. This is clearly going to be of some use, but what else can we do against Strahd?
He picks up, you're talking about the holy symbol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He picks it up, and he's clearly very interested. He's poring over it. He says, wow, this certainly feels like it carries powerful magic with it. I would imagine this would be a very key tool in use against him. Did you try to turn it on him when you encountered him?
No, we didn't. We didn't have the... Well, we gave him the
you
opportunity.
Forgot!
Wait, I didn't forget. His attack was very abrupt.
I guess that's fair.
I mean, things like this would certainly aid you well, especially if you're planning on a direct confrontation with him. As I told you before, my plan overall is to try to catch him at a time where he's at his perhaps most vulnerable, in one of his periods of long hibernation, though I don't know when that might be. Hopefully sometime soon, but that might not be an overall effective plan, since he is, in fact, an immortal creature and can do as he wishes.
How will you find out when he's resting?
I do not yet know that. That is part of my troubles. As I said, this is the most powerful vampire I've ever heard of. And so... It takes a careful approach. I'm basically just laying low and trying to gather what information I can. I imagine I'll eventually need to try to steal my way into his castle itself and see what I can find there. But before I do, I want to do whatever I can to make sure that the odds at least are at least somewhat in my favor.
Have you seen him before?
I have not. No.
He seems to find us. He seems to know who we are. He knows our names.
The Vistani themselves are certainly often in league with him. They generally serve as his spies. He also has control of creatures of the night. Bats, wolves. Wolves and bats. Rats, bats, and wolves and rats.
And platypus.
So I'm sure that many of those could serve as his eyes and ears. I'm not surprised at all that he knows of you. You, in general, I would say, don't really seem to be tempted to keep a low profile here and in Barovia. But that's why I'm so careful to disguise myself as well as I do.
and he's looking for someone. He asked us to tell him where this person is.
You had mentioned before something about someone he was infatuated with the daughter of the burgomaster, Irina.
Ah, okay, good. Yeah, we told you that already. Well, yes. That was who he was looking for on this time that he saw us, and we refused to tell him. And that's when he suddenly attacked us.
Very noble of you. Very brave. Well, that might be perhaps a weak point that you could exploit. When we last spoke, I mean, he gestures to the holy symbol, which he's placed down again on the table. You gave kind of I gathered, you didn't say it outright, that you maybe had some information on where to find certain items of power. I mean, is this one of those? Did you manage to find this in the meantime?
Yeah, we found this in the windmill that's just outside of town. The one that's now leveled.
Were you led there? I mean, was there some sort of information? Are you following? Do you have a lead?
Rafina, you read better than me. What? what did the cards say?
The cards?
Yeah, the tarot cards, or whatever they are.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. Which one? I'm sorry, I was playing my bandonian in my head.
What cards are you speaking of?
I wasn't there, but there was some kind of fortune telling, and this party I'm traveling with has these cryptic sayings that are apparently guiding us somewhere, because they led us to this holy symbol.
That's excellent. And there were more clues. I love a good scavenger hunt.
There were, but they're very confusing.
Well, maybe I can shed some light on them. I mean, I've been here at least a little while longer than you all. Do you have notes of them or anything like that?
What, how's your tinderbox? I mean, not you. You.
Let's just describe Rafina recounting them.
Okay. So you recite them to him, and he thinks back. I'm assuming you leave out the one about the Wizard of Wines because you already found the book?
Because it's done?
I'm wondering if you're keeping that a secret from him at this point, or...
Rafina pulls out her notes, and she looks at one and goes, and looks over at Bathwack and mouths...
Shall we tell him about this one?
Again, a shrug.
Yes, so we include the one involving the book.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Wizard of Wines is the name of the winery to the west.
Yeah, we know that.
Oh, okay. Well, I would imagine that whatever this is referring to, that could maybe be found there. In wood and sand, something like that. This one mentions the garden dusted with snow. There is a pass to the south, I know, that goes through the mountains. I know that is very cold and snowy. Also, the abbey in Kresk is at a higher elevation than here, too. So I know that often is snowy there. So that could be potential areas that might be referring to. Den of Wolves. Well, it says in a hills overlooking a mountain lake. I mean, the only lake I'm aware of is Lake Zarevich to the north of Vlaki here. There are hills surrounding that to the north. There's wolves all through the woods here. I will say I have heard tales of actual werewolves here in Barovia. So it may be something to do with those. Well, this one's interesting. Mentions a Vistana wandering this land, searching for her mentor.
Yeah, that reminds me of a story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As I told you before, I did serve as mentor to a Vistana.
That's right.
Perhaps she's searching for you.
If she is, I'm certainly not aware. I would be concerned. I would not... I mean, though it's been some years since I've seen her, maybe her powers have grown. Hopefully she's not seeking to destroy Strahd. I don't know that task would be within her means, but maybe now it is. I don't want to underestimate her. Personally, obviously, that occurs to me that might be referring to her. Near St. Markovia's Abbey, that is in Kresk. Yeah, that's about it. The rest of this, I'm not really sure what this can mean. I mean, a town where all is not well. There's only a few towns here. We're in one here. There's also the village of Barovia, and then there's Kresk itself.
And none of them are doing well.
Yeah, that's true. All is not well. That reminds me. I mean, the Baron, his sort of slogan here in Valaki is "All will be well." That rings a bell there. Yeah, that's what I would say.
That's right. Did you really think this guy would have any insight on our cards?
I don't know.
No offense. No offense, Rictavio.
I don't know. I was just, a vampire hunter. We just got crushed by a vampire. I thought it'd be worth having a talk with him. We're like saying this in front of him.
I kind of want to know what it's like when this vampire hunter actually has success hunting vampires.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite thing, though. You mentioned getting attacked, and Rafina immediately asks where he was. Like, every time Strahd appears, Rictavia should be there.
Yeah, come on! Isn't this your whole purpose for being here?
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. What's Nelly been eating lately?
Raw wolf steaks, mainly.
Oh, okay. No Vistani yet?
No, not yet. I did discover that they seem to be in league down there in the encampment. They seem to be working with, or somehow, this tribe of some sort of elves, though not the typical wood elves that I'm familiar with. That's as far as I've gotten there, but it doesn't seem to be just Vistani dwelling in that encampment. They seem to be working with this tribe of elves that seems to be maybe even native to the woods here.
How many?
From what I can tell, I believe overall with the full encampment, at least a few dozen. So it's a significant community there. I'm making progress, but no feast for Nelly just yet.
Does Nelly eat vampires?
I'm sure she would. I hope to someday bestow upon her such a wonderful feast.
I feel like we can make this happen. How can we make this happen?
Oh, are you thinking, like, let the saber-toothed tiger loose?
I keep thinking that it's a dinosaur. Never mind.
It's a raptor. Clever girl.
I didn't realize how ridiculous that whole thing was that I just said.
If I told you it was a raptor, would you go and let it loose?
We kill everybody in town, but we also kill the vampires. The vampires that we're not even aware are here necessarily. But everything is dead. What'd you say, Craig?
A win on team whatever the hell are they.
Apparently team dinosaur, you know.
Killing
dinosaur looseners.
killing everybody includes killing the bad guys. Yeah.
I do love the idea of, like, sneaking up to that trailer and opening the door and being disappointed that it's a saber-toothed tiger. Yeah. It's just a saber-toothed tiger. I thought it was a tiger.
I thought it was a T-Rex.
You won't be disappointed long. All right. Well, thanks, Rictavio. It's been helpful.
Certainly. With these in mind, I'll make some notes here of what you shared with me, and I will certainly help to... in that search, if there's anything that I come across that might lead us to one of these, I guess they're tools. So if they're all weapons like this, that would be incredible. But anything that could be seen as helpful, I think would be good. So I will certainly let you know.
And if you see your student, just tell her about us.
Absolutely. Yes, I...
Just grab onto her and hold on. Don't let go. Stay in one place. We'll find you.
So you head back down. Will, what do you do after you leave Blinsky's?
I think this Blinsky thing really kind of freaks him out, and he wants to go find people.
All right. So do you head back to the Blue Water?
I guess he goes back to the Blue Water, like, aggravated, but because he wanted to go look at the coffin maker shop, but I think it's just too freaky for him, so.
Okay. So you get back to the Blue Water probably just about the time when the trio of Rictavio talkers makes their way back down to the common area. And so Will, you guys see him come into the door as you head down. And Nick says, Will!
Ah!
We got a letter!
We just got
a
letter.
That's what just popped into my head. Okay. From what? Who? I probably have information as well that I should share.
Oh, cool.
What's the letter, I guess? But no, I think this is probably more important. Tell me about the letter later. I just need to say something. And he looks at Rictavio like, get out of here. Who are you?
Rictavio didn't leave his room.
Okay, good.
Nothing.
Good. I'm looking up at the room like, get out of here. I want that room. And so Lank isn't even here yet.
Nick says, wait, should I get Lank?
I probably, unless he's going to be grumpy being woken up. How about I just tell you guys, and then later, I don't have to explain it again out of character, so to not waste time. But we'll just say that we explain it to Lank.
Well,
really,
I mean, we're going to have to get out of here soon. We'll tell you about the letter and you'll know why. So maybe I should go get him.
Whoa.
Just hold on a second.
Oh, shit. What's happening?
And Nick runs out and up the outside stairs and up to the room to fetch you, Lank.
Lank is fetched.
Yep.
And comes down all chipper and helpful.
So there you go.
Okay. Should I go first?
Yeah,
I'm
go ahead,
go
Will.
First because I was on my way to do some stuff. And unfortunately, this is the weirdest thing, but something's going on with Blinsky. Don't ask me why I was there, because maybe that's just,
I wasn't going to until you said not to.
I get a really weird feeling. Something wrong is happening. I feel like we should go over there right now all together. It doesn't seem like he's himself right now. And I don't mean like, oh, he's sad, or oh, he's super happy or on crack. I mean, like, he's really weird behaving, as if maybe he is under some kind of magic, or I don't know. The Irina doll wasn't there. Where's Irina? Did you answer that question?
She's
out
there.
Of character. She's right here.
Where is she?
Yeah, where is she been?
Yeah, where was
she's there with you guys.
Where was she when everyone was going? Was she just hanging out with Nick? Did Nick go up there? Where was she? Just hanging out in the bar.
Yep.
All right. Irina, you probably shouldn't come. Okay, so the doll was gone. So Izek was either there or maybe is still there. Maybe cast a spell on him. Something weird is going on, and I think we need to kind of check that out because it was weird. And I feel like this Izek guy is not good news, and he's got to be involved somehow, right? No?
Rictavio needs help. Let's go. Oh wait,
what?
That's the wrong name. Blinsky needs help. Let's go.
Rafina, you just want to go to the toy store. Don't lie about helping Pancake Man.
But Will,
Lank hates the toy store. He'll go to dinner.
Well, there's about an hour till sunset.
An hour. We've got a whole hour. Look at the sun.
Will has no idea why you have to wait till happens at sunset.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I have no idea.
Here, you can read this on the way.
Why? What is this? Why do we have a letter in this town? We just got here. Why? How could we even get a letter? This is weird. All right, I'm reading it. Okay, who cares about this guy? I mean, this is fascinating, and I actually really want to go. But let's go check out Blinsky. Because, I mean, we can be fashionably late to a dinner party anyway, guys. Nobody's on time to a dinner party.
Not if we're the only guests. Okay.
Listen, Lank. I don't know how much you know about parties. How many parties have you been to?
Lank can be unfashionably on time, and the rest of us will just, you know, dawdle in later, yeah? Okay.
There you go, Lank. You can be the uncool guy in the group, and the rest of us will be super, like, you know, he'll be like, finally, the cool people are here, late, as they should be. Let's go! He's just sprinting down the street. No, I think that Will is like, I mean, whatever you guys want to do, but the thing is, it's really weird, and I personally was asking, you know, I have a couple things that Blinsky's supposed to make, and I've paid for them, so what the hell? I don't want to lose my money. We need to go check this out, right? Right? I mean, I'm kind of new at being a hero. What we should do.
Do you say
right?
that
Are you
out?
Sure, you're a hero.
Do you say that out
no,
loud?
I'm not. Awesome. I'm not, Rafina. Thank you for rubbing it in. Never mind. I'm just gonna go sit in the corner. Goodbye, everybody. I'm just gonna sit over here.
I'll come with you.
Rafina's very excited.
Bernard nudges you towards the group with his head.
Bernard does.
Mm-hmm.
Get off of me.
Barknard
says, "Don't yell at me."
Why are you talking back to me all of a sudden.
I want to go see Blinsky. Let's go. I'll bet I could get it out of him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's some kind of plan we need or what, but I've given you all the information I have, which is, oh, wait, I guess when I touched him, I guess I relay whatever the heck that was said. When I shook his hand, I was shaking his hand, and I got from my magics, Nick, my magics, my very powerful, regretfully given to me magics, I gleaned that there was something weird. I actually don't remember what you said. Is that, what did you say?
Your locket warmed up pleasantly.
It warmed up pleasantly. No, I don't know what that means. My locket usually wants to strangle me and such. So, yeah, it's weird. Pleasantly.
It smelled really good.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe we should just leave him alone. Maybe it's fine. But he didn't. He was pissed. He was not Blinsky. You know, Blinsky, really pleasant guy. Not pleasant. Angry and shoving me out the door, practically. So, I mean, yeah, it was me, guys. I get it. Preemptively, I get the jibes. But I bet even if Rafina went in there, he'd be angry. So we should figure this out, right?
I agree. Let's go. Oh, wait, what are we going to do about dinner?
You have about an hour till sunset.
All right.
So we'll run over, stab Blinsky, go to dinner.
Yes, that is exactly what I was thinking.
Lang starts warming up his mole hand.
Irina?
Yes?
Where should you go? Because, wait, we have all these Raven guys that need to do shit for us because we did a lot of shit for them. So, Raven guys, where are you? Protect this girl.
They all peer out from different window frames and doors.
Yes?
Bonjour.
We need them to douche it? I'm so confused.
Guys, Raven guys, Davian. I don't know your names. I do. I will probably does, but Katie does not. But he's like, where are we? We're in the inn. All of you people, I know you're in mourning, but can you watch this girl? Because there's some bad people in town and everywhere that are after
her.
Do you
actually, like, yell out?
God damn it. I don't know where we are. Are we just in the bar?
You're in the inn, yeah. The tap room. The
okay,
place
so
where you
he's
eat
like,
and stuff.
Is anyone there? I mean, is Irwin there? Can he just be like, Irwin?
There's no one behind the bar right now.
Where's the service in this place? We need to go down and kill some pancakes.
From the kitchen, a woman comes out. She's wiping her hands.
Who are you?
I'm lady
name. Oh, you're a wife? You're the wife?
Yeah.
You're a hot beet soup lady. Mm-hmm. Hot beet soup mm-hmm. lady.
She is Irwin's bowl of hot beet soup, if you know what I mean.
Hey, hot beet soup woman, wench. Wench of the beets.
What the hell is her name?
Beet wench!
Beet wench. Beet wench.
There it is. Danica. There it is.
Danica.
I'm Danica?
I mean, have we even met you, though? Don't look at me like that. Danica.
Is this the one Greg wants to see naked? Wait, I mean, like!
Probably.
Hey, whatever, right? You know. Blank, Greg, whoever's there at the moment. If she's ever naked, could I just, like, have a cameo as me? Hi, everyone. I'm just here for the sights.
A tall divinity school PhD candidate walks through the back, just kind of looks, raises his eyebrows.
Just waving.
He's eating some salmon.
Yep.
Holding his toaster oven.
I'm going to be famous.
I own the inn.
All right, but have I met you? All right, anyway.
No.
Where are all the Raven guys? Where are all this your
you,
the
do you
guys?
Mean my husband?
Can you change into a Raven? No, right? All
yes.
right. Where are the you can?
I love that pregnant Wait. Pause.
You can?
Yes.
All right. Lank, avert your eyes. No. Well, what am I talking to myself for? I was about to say Will. Danica!
She turns to the rest of you and says, is he okay?
Shaking his head.
See, what? Now I'm really confused because now Will's like, wait a second. You can all change into ravens. Are you all related and married? Because that's kind of gross. What? Like, when you get married to Erwin, he's like, wait a second, hold on. Who, forget about Blinsky for a second. When you got married to Erwin, could you all of a sudden change into a raven? Or are you related to him, and so you can change into a raven?
No, this is, I guess, a little personal, but...
And it's really important. We're in the middle of an emergency, but I still gotta know!
I fell in love with Erwin as a man.
What?
You were a man?
Oh my god!
This is so complicated!
The Erwin I knew and fell in love with was a man.
Okay.
I wasn't aware that he was, in fact, a were-raven.
Okay.
And then I don't know why I feel like I can tell you all of this, why I have to tell you this, but I think that might be the shortest way to get you to stop yelling at me.
I like how nobody's holding me back. Will's just yelling at the top of his lungs.
Yes, once I found out, I took on the curse of were-ravenism.
What? Like, when you got married to him?
Voluntarily.
No, it was before that.
You just took it? Like, how?
Out of wedlock?
Out of wedlock, you took it. This is so important.
Just wow.
This sounds like it's being made up on the spot. All right, Danica, Davian, Danica, Davian,
Davian.
Listen. All right, you're a raven girl, raven lady, woman, mistress, whatever you want to be called.
You're a raven.
Where are the rest of your family? This chick,
well,
here, this broad here needs to be protected, because we're gonna maybe go and, like...
I thought you were talking about the innkeeper's wife.
Hey, give up! Oh, man! We can't leave Irina, like, just leave. If Izek is involved in this, which I just feel...
You need Erwin? Are you looking for Erwin?
I need all of these raven guys, because you know what? In my head, I'm saying one of them already died. They can't be that powerful, so we need as many as we can get!
Well, I imagine they'll be back soon. And as she says that, the front door opens. And Davian and Erwin and the youngest brother, I'm not even going to look up his name right now. It starts with an E.
All right.
They all come in.
All right. Ravens.
And she says under her breath, thank God.
Oh, man.
And she fades back into the kitchen like Homer Simpson into the bushes. And there they are.
Hey, I'm the only one that can talk right now, apparently. I'm the only
one. That's questionable that you can talk right now.
I had to have the Raven story. It seemed really interesting. But hey, besides that, there's something that we've got to do, and Irina has to stay here. Can you guys watch her, please?
She can stay here.
No, watch her. No, I don't want... There's a bad guy. Some of you must know this. Izek?
It's Izek.
Okay, Izek. Some of you guys must know about this Izek guy.
Yes, he's the captain of the town guard.
Super scary. Can you just make sure he doesn't show up here and, like, I don't know, do sordid things to Irina, please?
Davi and the father, he says, you need something doing? Sorry, been crying a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been crying
a lot. I'm all choked up.
Aww,
Link tries to pat him on the back and just makes it to the back of his knee.
You need something worth doing, we're here to do it. If it means you want us to keep an eye on this little lady here for you, we'll do it.
Okay. Cool. Now let's go.
And you go. All right. So you head to Blinsky's, all of you?
Yes.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going just in case there's violence. Preferably against Blinsky.
All right. You get to Blinsky's toy shop, colorfully decorated in the front. What do you do?
Set it on fire.
Hey!
This will smoke him out.
I've got commissions going on in there.
Rafina skips in the door and says, Blinsky, are you crabby with even me?
The door is locked.
Oh. Well, then
so
she doesn't
skip
do that.
Into the door and bounce off it.
Ow! Blinsky! Is it dark inside? Rattles the doorknob.
The curtains and whatnot on the windows are drawn.
Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Mm. Let's knock on the door.
Lank reaches for his crowbar. Go ahead and knock, but
Nick, don't you have an ability to unlock things? Haven't you done that before? You've unlocked stuff.
Don't we have someone in the party who can open any door anywhere?
No, I can just shut them.
Well, you can only shut them.
She can open them if they're unlocked.
Yeah, open them if they're unlocked.
Well, that's fine.
Hey!
Got my crowbar.
All right, I'm knocking.
All right, there's no answer.
All right, I'm going to try the knob.
It's locked still.
I'm going to try it harder. This worked last time.
It did.
Rafina does a swift sidekick. Bam!
Strength?
14.
It rattles in your hand.
Bummer.
Lank walks up to assist. Try the knob again, he says as he wedges his crowbar in.
Go ahead and, Lank, you make a strength check. With advantage.
Okay. Alright, with advantage would be 24.
Alright. You wrench that crowbar in there and Bathwax pulling on the handle and you give it a good shove and it cracks off the hinge and
swings
open. Will's
looking nervously around just to see if anyone is watching us break into the store.
There are people around.
It's fine. We look like trustworthy people.
Hi, everyone!
Will, like, oh, man.
We think you might be in danger. We're actually, I can't say that. Never mind.
Oh, man.
Actually, no. Do I? Yeah. Maybe he's in danger. Why not?
If there's a, are we in a, like, cobbled street? Like, there's nothing around. I'm going to just create a bonfire far away from us as far as I can to distract anyone. Just magic bonfire. Everyone's going to be like, wow, hopefully, like, cause a distraction for us to get in. I can do it. Anything within range. 60 feet. So
how much of this town is constructed from wooden buildings?
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's what
pretty much
asking.
Everything but the church.
Oh, really? Everything is wood?
Pretty much.
Well, can I cast it in the middle of the street?
Yes.
Like, just literally, like, the middle
of
the street.
It's a 5-foot square. Like, it's not like this huge inferno.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, cast it where people would be distracted. Hopefully. I don't know.
Sure.
Maybe it won't do anything, but it's my, like, when I see them just busting down the door, because Will was about to be like, check maybe if there's a back entrance, but, like, everyone's busting down the door, so.
Lank's like, all right, I'll walk through the house to look to see if there's a back entrance.
The people that are, you know, somewhat nearby it do seem to be drawn, their attention is drawn to the sudden conflagration in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the other side of you, though, people are probably still more interested in this dragon man and dwarf trying to bust into a door.
And Rafina's saying, I think I have some marshmallows in my tinderbox. Anyone want to go roast some marshmallows?
Oh, man. This actually sounds like something Will would do, is instead of actually going in the place and focusing on that, he would totally try to just distract people. If he's doing that in one direction, I know they're obviously already looking at everyone, but Will would be like, what do I have?
Your dog. Can your dog do a dance?
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. I don't want to, like, draw attention to myself. But, all right. I have Bernard change into a bear and go tearing through the street as if he's going to bite people just to try to distract people that way.
All right. Roll a percentile.
Percentile. All right, guys. If I pass out or something, I'm sorry. My mustache falls off again. No. 79.
All right. He does turn into a bear, but you hear, sounds like right behind you, and this has happened to you before, your mother say, I love you, Billy.
Oh, man. Will, like, whirls around again. That's very disconcerting to him.
Bernard is there.
I'm telling him to run through the street to try, just don't bite anyone for real. Just distract. Go act like you're some kind of crazy escaped bear from some other direction. Go.
A bear suddenly appears in the street and starts running as if hungry and looking to devour people. And people start screaming and running off in all kinds of directions. At this point, there's nobody right now that's immediately paying attention to directly what you all are doing that you can see.
Nice job, Will. High five!
That was the poorest job ever. I sadly give you a low five.
It's more lank speed.
Yeah, you couldn't reach my high five anyway, so...
All right. Do you all make your way in? Who's going in? What's everybody doing?
I'll go in.
I'm going in.
Will staying outside for now.
I'm going in.
Are the lights on? I mean, can we illuminate the place somehow?
You can try. Seems pretty dark inside. You don't see anybody there immediately, at least in the front. You know there's a back room.
Any signs of the struggle? Any signs of the monkey?
You don't see any signs of struggle or monkey.
Hmm. How about Strunky?
I'm just gonna call out. Blinsky.
There's no response.
Oh, man.
Let's go in the back room.
Yeah, looks like maybe he's gone.
We just broke his door. Oh, well.
You go into the back room, there's nobody there. I would say that the noticeable thing is that it's a workspace, so it's like workbenches and whatnot. And when you were there last, there were sort of different projects sort of scattered all around. It looks all very cleared up, though. There's, like, really not much out. Things are kind of put away. You don't see anything really in progress or anything like that on display. Mm. It doesn't seem like as sort of chaotically in use as it was the last time you were there a few days ago.
Hmm. Let's look around more carefully.
Are there any unusual dolls?
There are unusual dolls around in the style that Blinsky's toys are unusual.
No other people that we know.
You don't see anything like that. You don't see any more Irina dolls. Nothing that really catches the eye in terms of something that is weird in that regard. Again, everything here is kind of weird anyway, but nothing personally weird or anything like that.
Hmm.
I mean, you guys can roll, like, investigation or perception if you want. Anybody that's in there?
Sure. Let's do that.
Go for it.
18. Perception.
I may as well just go back outside.
Batwack, you notice a floorboard sort of seems to be unaligned.
Hmm.
And if you investigate closer... you pry it up, and you find a small collection of coins in a pouch. Not a huge fortune or anything like that. You do notice there are 10 gold pieces in amongst that, but mostly coppers, a few silvers. Not much else.
No, I'll leave those there, and I'll try to straighten the board up as well as I can. Make it less noticeable.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty good. You can just tell. I mean, it's in use. Like, he goes into there, so you put it back as carefully as you can. Now that you know what's there, you can see it, but it's pretty well concealed.
All right. Are there any other rooms? Any other are there stairs? No. Nothing.
Any correspondence?
No. You don't find anything like that. No.
How long has it been since you were here, Will? She yells out the door.
I was literally just here like 10 minutes ago. I mean, 15 minutes ago. I don't know how long it takes to walk there and back.
Certainly, that's roughly...
Assuming our ridiculous conversation didn't actually last as long as it did.
It hasn't been 2 hours.
It hasn't been, yeah. What's next to the... So if she's saying that and I can... So he's not inside, huh? What's next to Blinsky's toy shop? Are there other shops or houses? What is it?
Yeah, one side is a house. They're all... This is kind of like row houses, and you know, so they're all kind of connected. One side you think is a house. The other side is kind of like a market-ish kind of thing. Looks like probably, you know, food stuffs and whatnot, that kind of thing.
Is that place open?
No.
Not open. What the fuck is going on? Nobody's open right now. Okay.
It is later in the day.
Oh.
Are they all going? Maybe it's a surprise party for us at dinner.
Yay! It's a birthday party.
Surprise! All of your friends have been put in the stockade.
Yeah. So is it about the time that they would have just, he would have just gone home?
You don't really know. I mean, you don't really know his hours, but you think that's possible?
All right.
Again, the store next door is closed. It doesn't seem to be an abandoned store.
Dang it. All right, now we got to decide whether the plan was to not have us go to Blinsky at all. Or if we should go to this dinner and just assume, well, I just guess he went home and Will has really bad perception of how someone is feeling. Like, I was thinking maybe we could ask around to see where he lives. Like, if there's anyone, any shop or home nearby, like anyone know where Blinsky lives.
Well, at this point, since we broke his door, maybe we should track him down.
Yeah. I mean, Nick can mend things. I don't know how many spells you have during the day, but...
I can mend things as much as I want.
So you would do that, probably mend the door once we are on the way out if we haven't found... Can Will also do some kind of investigation in there? Just
you want to go in eventually?
If nobody's watching us and like I notice that nobody's finding anything, Will would just go in and look behind the counter where I had been talking to him. Mm-hmm. And I suck. Never mind. I fail. It wasn't a one, but it's not going to find anything. So.
There's nothing there to find.
Oh, okay.
So you think?
Oh. Hey, Bernard, get back here and sniff around like how a bear would smell. Like, you know, you use bears.
Nope, no honey.
Is he maybe taking his monkey for a walk or a potty break?
I don't know. Either went home or is abducted.
No, I think something's wrong.
Right, I do too.
Check the cash register.
Yeah, that's what, can we look in there? Is there a cash register?
No.
Sweet.
Check his wallet. Is his wallet there?
It's his cell phone. Did he leave his cell phone? What were his last texts?
The wallet is there and the chain attached to it is leading to nothing.
Stop.
You know that he never detaches his chain wallet from his JNCO jeans.
Is this a reference to something?
No, just the 90s.
90s, early 2000s.
Okay. I always wondered when D&D took place. The setting is the 90s.
Yep, 1998.
It all makes sense.
Will goes out and looks around to see if there's any other storefronts that might look open, or if there's a home that looks like it has a light in it, so he can ask someone that he hasn't scared away if they know where Blinsky man lives. I don't know what his first name is. Gadolf. Oh, I said Gandalf. That was my joke. Where does Gandalf Blinsky live? He just screams in the middle of the road. Yeah, that's what Will does. He's moving quick. Will's like, okay, this is making me antsy. I don't like this. And he's moving out the door and looking around to see if there's anyone that he hasn't scared off. And is looking if there's a home with a light on it. Like, anybody. They probably all know where each other live, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's homes with people in them.
All right. He's, like, just telling everybody this. Like, all right, I'm just going to knock on a door, find out where this guy lives. Right? Are we going to find him or what? What do people want to do?
I want to find him.
Should we fix this situation first?
Right.
Nick says, gesturing at the broken door before we draw attention to the fact that we're looking for him.
Yeah. Can someone fix that?
Is everybody done in there? He says to everybody.
Yeah. I guess so.
I mean, I noticed nothing at
all. Oh, wait. I have something that... No, I don't. I thought that I was able to sense if something magical was going on.
Detect magic?
Yeah. But I don't think I have that.
I think Nick has it. Right? I like know your spells now. I'm like, Nick, you only have two spells. You can detect magic and you can fix things. Oh, wait. And you can send magic text messages in our brains.
What's a text message, he says, in your brain?
Did you try to look for... I don't know. I don't want to be all meta here. Fix the freaking door, Nick. I know you can do that.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Fix it with Batthwack inside. Batthwack, stay in there. Goodbye.
And it's broken again.
Fix it again.
Again, yay!
If Link has a crowbar, doesn't he have a screwdriver too?
Put yeah, come on.
Together?
He's got a toolbox.
Yeah, seriously. DM, don't I have a toolbox?
I'm not in charge here anymore.
Aww. Well, while you're doing that, Will definitely is, like, just knocking. He's antsy about this, so.
Okay. Someone finally answers across the street. The door cracks open. You see an eye peer out. And, the person says, yeah, hello?
Where's Blinsky live? Where's his house?
So his shop's there.
His house.
His house?
Yeah, I'm his cousin. I will Blinsky.
Wow, freaking master of disguise here.
Hello, me, I will Blinsky.
I don't know about that. You don't look like you're made of pancakes.
I am. They're gluten-free. Like I said before. I gluten-free Blinsky. Will gluten-free Blinsky. That's my nickname in the town I am from, Kresk. I'm his cousin. Tell me where I live. I can't remember. I get lost.
You don't remember? He lives next door to his shop.
What?
You don't remember?
No, he moved. You wrong. And he closes the door. He like... He just reaches out and closes the door for the guy. All right, he lives next door, guys.
Okay, so which one of these houses around the shop do we break into first?
Oh, it must have said next door. There was only one house next door, and then there was a market. So
you must
live in that one, right? Will just points to the house next door. There!
That's knock!
All right.
There's no answer to the knock. And Will, you hear in your head, Bernard says, where do you want me to go?
Come back! Where the hell are you?
He ran off down the street.
Are you chasing everyone through the streets forever? Like,
terrorizing.
All of Valaki is now bear terrorized.
It's bearerized.
Bearerized. It's bearerized. Run back. Come on. Come
okay. On. As you do hear that, you do hear some whistles in the direction of where he had run.
Awesome.
Just right. So you know.
Whistles?
You had heard them before when the town guard raised the alarm after you guys let all the prisoners escape from the stocks.
Oh, like a policeman whistle. All
right. Mm-hmm. Breaking fast, guys. Breaking
like
fast.
Ooh, hot.
I can definitely do that. Or I can try.
Okay.
Has anybody tried the doorknob first before I do?
I'll help. I'll try the doorknob and then I'll help you.
Okay.
All right. It's open.
Oh. Okay, I'm glad we checked.
Just open.
Lank walks in. We should probably then close the door behind us. And
yeah, that sounds good. I'll come in with you.
All right, Nick will go in.
Rufina's going in.
Gotta take care of Bernard somehow. Christ! He's now a giant bear. Get back here real quick and come into Blinsky's house. It's over here. I don't know how fast he can run. Where is he? Is he
pretty
far
fast.
Away?
No, you'll see him.
Are the police behind you? He's going to be communicating. Are they, like, right behind you? The cops? The guard?
No, but, I mean, people went screaming off probably to raise the alarm that there's a big bear running through the streets.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if they can see
you... I don't see any guards right now.
All right, then get in the house, quick. Come on. We're all coming in.
Turn him into a reverse snake.
Yeah.
I want to birth you from my mouth.
Oh. Reverse snake, man. It's going to be the title of one of these episodes. All right.
Okay. You go in the house. Bernard squeezes in the door, and you can close it behind you. You don't see anybody. It seems to be pretty sparsely furnished. Nothing too fancy here. There's like a little sitting room the door opens into. You think the doorway in the back might lead to like a kitchen or something like that. And there's a set of stairs leading up.
Blinsky!
Yeah, you all have traipsed in here, made plenty of noise, especially Bernard, but you don't hear anybody there in the house or making any noise or anything like that.
Lank's gonna go upstairs.
All right.
I'm going upstairs. Announces
I'm gonna go up with Lank because Rafina's very curious to see if the monkey has his own little tiny bed.
That's all she's worried about. That's amazing.
Go upstairs. The stairs lead to a bedroom with a small bed in it, and there is, in fact, a smaller bed. It looks like probably fashioned by Blinsky himself. Mm-hmm. It has a little grinning monkey face on the on the footboard of it, and it's placed actually up high, like up on a shelf.
Aww.
In the room. But both beds are vacant.
Mm. I'm concerned about doing this since I was so successful last time, but I'm going to roll a perception investigation check again.
Okay.
And while other people are looking around, I'm looking out the window just to see when the fuzz arrives.
I got 13 this time.
Okay.
Ooh.
You look around. I mean, it there's really nothing of note. You know, you see some items of clothing seem to be in line with what you had seen him wearing before. Sort of these robes and Blinsky's clothes. This is, you think, his house, and obviously the monkey bed really drives that home, so I don't really need to prove that point anymore. I mean, otherwise, you see some prototypes of some toys he had been working on. He maybe takes some of his work home sometimes. The kitchen has sort of meager offerings in it, but overall, there's really nothing of note that you can find here. The main thing I would say of note is that Blinsky doesn't seem to be here or in his shop.
Well, let's go to dinner.
Is it time?
It's always time for dinner.
Is there a back exit, or can Will stow the bear?
Yeah, Will's like, well, we probably can't leave out this door right now.
There is a back door. Seems to lead to like kind of like an access alley. The houses are pretty packed tight. Pretty tightly packed here. So it looks like a way out. Looks like some people dispose of refuse here, so it's not the most pleasant of alleyways, but you think you could make your way out to maybe a side street from here.
Do we want to go out that way?
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, let's make ourselves as far away from the scene of the crime as possible.
Did we actually close up the front door?
The store, yes. Nick used his mending spell to fix that. The front door of the house was unlocked, so it's easy to leave that as it.
I think Will locks the door while he's standing there, because I don't think was like literally like watching for the police, the guard or whatever, and then is like locking the door like, this is where we will stay as long as they're out there.
Okay.
Sorry, Blinsky. Hope you have a key if you are just out and about, because I locked your door on you.
Do you keep Bernard in bear form?
Oh, God, I'm probably going to, like, turn blue or something or whatever. Raven. I'll make him turn into a raven.
Cool. Roll a percentile.
God, every time, man.
You're doing it in a hurry.
I am?
I would imagine so.
Can we just wait a second so I can turn Bernard? We have, like, still probably at least a half an hour until this dinner date that we have. Mm-hmm. Can I just take however long it...
Yeah.
Is that
Take
okay?
your time, Will. All
right.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, he's a raven. You don't have to roll anything.
Oh, thank you. Woo!
Okay. So you head out through the back alleyway. It sounds like there is sort of a bit of a clamor from the other side of the building in the front. There might be the presence of some guards. You make your way out to the exit of the side street. Right as you're about to emerge, you see a couple guards rush by, and it looks like with them is Izek, in fact. With the group of guards that you see rushing, presumably towards the front of the store and the house that you guys were just at.
How late are we going to be for this party if we detain Izek? I guess you can't answer that question. But.
I'm going to assume you asked where the Baron's house is of someone at some point. Let's just retcon that. And based on where you were told where it is, if you're gonna arrive around sunset, you would need to head there now, basically.
And there's a bunch of guards like in between our path, like
no, they headed the other way.
Okay.
Oh,
so we can
if you were to head there, you would go the other way, away from where the ruckus is right now.
Maybe we should do that.
Okay,
sorry, Blinsky.
Maybe he's gonna be at the dinner, guys.
Maybe he's the mayor.
Oh,
might be. Oh, I hope so. That would be so fun.
Maybe he's the dinner.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. Will's just like, sorry. Like, I don't know. I guess you got to trust me. Haha. That he was acting really strange. But I mean, he's not anywhere. So that's, I don't know. Maybe he's going to go visit his cousin, Will Blinsky, in Kresk.
Oh, the one made of gluten-free pancakes?
Right.
I heard about him.
I heard he went on vacation to Kresk. I guess we go to this dinner party?
All right.
Do we all really want to go?
Nope. We're going to go.
I've been looking forward to this since the letter came.
I don't feel fully rested for it. And also, I don't have my dress rags on.
There's, you know, there's some hope that Rafini's burned the place down.
All hope.
Let me see your private messages, Eric.
Mike will be very annoyed.
It's going to be flambé meal for you tonight.
Yeah.
So you head through the town, I'm assuming trying to keep a low profile at this point.
Yes.
Over to where you heard what?
Just turn him into a bear again and I have him running with us. Ah, I pretend to be a bear. Ah! Everybody do your best bear impression. Let's go.
You turn around, suddenly Rafina's wearing one of those inflatable T-Rex costumes.
Not a saber-toothed tiger.
Not a saber-toothed tiger.
So you make your way there. It is thankfully away from this epicenter of chaos that you have left behind you, as you have many times before. And you eventually make your way to the Burgomaster's mansion. It's a pretty impressive building. You could tell that whoever lives here is well-to-do or of importance. You approach the front of the house. It's sort of a wide double-door entryway. It does stand closed at this point. If you knock on the door, after a moment, the door is opened. And standing there is a young woman. She's dressed in attire you would equate with someone of the serving class. I think probably a maid or something like that for the house. And she stands there quietly looking out at you.
Howdy do.
Hi.
The barber?
Obviously, I don't have... suddenly, I press to digitate a giant mustache. Yep. Yes!
Disguise self.
Hello! we just came from not breaking into Blinsky's toy shop. Just kidding, I don't say that. But
way to cover.
I guess we have a letter. Where's the letter, guys? Do we need the letter to enter the Burgomaster's home?
I feel like we're pretty obviously us.
Right, it's us. Hello, it's us.
She nods and gestures you inside. You come into what looks like an entryway.
What's sorry, my computer made a noise.
That was so weird.
Wasn't
welcome
that nice
to the mansion.
Should I keep playing the music?
She says, who pushed the doorbell? it's a pretty grand foyer. There's a stairway to the left leading to a balcony above, sort of above your heads as you go in. There are framed portraits adorning the wall. There's a carpeted hall stretching out away from you, directly across from where the front doors are. Several doors leading away from it on either side. And you see against the wall to the left, there's sort of these bundles of blue cloth piled up there.
Oh, they must have killed those guys that were causing such a ruckus. Good.
Blue.
Good. It must be their blue cloaks of those heroes I've been hearing about that, you know, freed those bad... This is Will's talking about that. Yeah, good. I mean, we don't want trouble like that in this town where all is totally well. We don't want any blue-clad heroes trying anything crazy. He's saying loudly in the hopes that somebody hears it.
No, we don't.
Good.
The serving girl, she sort of stops and lets you yell this out loudly. And then she, seeing that I guess you're done.
Shut up! He's like elbowing her like, right? You know, you work here in the Burgomaster's house. You know what I'm saying.
She doesn't ever really make direct eye contact with you. She's kind of just looking away and down at the floor.
Oh my god.
And she takes you a little ways down the hall, and there's a door to the left, the first door that she opens, which opens up into a dining room. As you go in, you see above a table in the center of the room, there's a chandelier of wrought iron filled with wax candles. They're all lit, so this room is pretty bright. In the middle of the room, like I said, there's a polished wooden dining table. It's surrounded by these comfortable high-back chairs. And in the room, standing at the head of the table, you see a man sort of sallow skin. He's got long, stringy, graying black hair. Mm. Sort of bags under his eyes.
Super hottie. That's really what you're...
Yep. He's wearing a very formal, it's a dark green robe. And to either side of him on the floor sit these two huge, gray, almost black mastiffs. To his right, there stands a woman who has very sharp, angular features. She has a fine gown on of like a dark red. Her hair is pulled up. Dark brown hair, it's graying as well. The man, when he sees you come in, he spreads his arm and grins broadly, revealing a mouth full of somewhat yellowed teeth. And he, like I said, smiles and he says, "Welcome, welcome! Come in, dine, and all will be well! I'm Baron Vargas Valakovich, proud Burgomaster of Valaki, and this," and he gestures to the woman next to him, "this is my beauteous wife, Lydia Petrovna. Please, sit, make yourselves at home." The table is not yet set with food. There are places set, but you can make your way in and find a seat. And as you do, there's a door on the far wall has a few windows set into it with the curtains drawn, but the wall to the right, there's a door set into it, and the door opens, and a few serving men come out. They're carrying these covered dishes, and they set them down, and they pull off the covers to reveal what will be revealed next week.
No, I want to see it!
When you begin your dinner meal with the Baron and his wife here in his mansion.
Oh my god, is it going to be like creepy things? What the hell? That is the weirdest.
We wait a week and it's quiche. Look at this quiche I have prepared!
Where did you get all of those eggs, you evil mastermind?
The quiche, it's like the true rich man's meal here.
There are no dinner rolls, there's only little loaves of brioche. What a cliffhanger.
Mm.
Nice.
I know Lank is on the edge of his seat.
Lank's on the edge of his seat because he has to stand there to see the top of the table.
Rafina and Lank know which seats are for them. They have phone books piled on them.
Let's see how many Vargases there are in the Valaki phone book.
I was going to say, how thick are the phone books? It's like 12 people.
But it's all the same name.
Phone pamphlet.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.